Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Right now, as we promised, we'll give you a chance to win some WWE tickets. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 is the number. Hook you up with two tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown versus WWE. It's Friday, August 23rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, April 12th, that's today at 10 a.m. in just minutes. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Monumental Sports. All right, join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline to talk some UFC 300 and MMA is MMA reporter for Sportsnet, Aaron Bronstetter. Hey, Aaron.
Oh, hey, am I the 10th caller through?
Yeah. Now, do you want some WWE tickets? Where do you live?
I'm based in Toronto. I don't know if I'd be able to make it down, but I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Doug, for having me on the show. I might be the most notable guest in Toronto since Rob Ford back in the day, the late Rob Ford.
That's a good question.
That's right. How did you know that? How did you know that?
I mean, anybody who followed the story back then, we of course heard that in the interview that you guys did with the late mayor.
That's great.
That's a big deal, man.
You got to treat us with more respect. I mean, every time we hear these kind of things,
maybe you should treat him with respect. He booked it.
We booked it. Okay, but we pulled it off. It was a team effort, and now we're internationally famous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
that was years ago. That was a long time ago.
We were at the Borgata.
Borgata. That's what I mean. It was a long time ago.
Wow, that's crazy. I remember all those Canadian reporters were calling me. Yeah. You know, they were wanting, you know, they're trying to get dirt on him, really what they were doing.
So here's the deal, Aaron. I'm pretty much the only guy that's going to be watching UFC 300 amongst the hosts of the show.
This is
but I'll bet on it.
I just went to UFC 299 in Miami with my son, which was awesome. And I remember before that, my son saying, this UFC 299 is going to be better than UFC 300. But then over time, the UFC 300 card really got better and better with 12 former champions on the card. Fill us in on kind of the card in general, because it does have a lot of big names.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was there yesterday at the press conference, and they were facing off all the fighters afterwards and just like fight after fight, like as they started to just face off against each other, and you saw just how much talent there was in this card. You just get more and more excited. It's like the card's like rolling downhill and you're like, oh, I can't believe there's another fight after this one. I mean, the very first fight of the night against Davison Figueiredo and Cody Garbrandt, two former champions, one of which isn't that far removed from a championship. Davison was the champion last year, and that's what's opening up the card. I mean, it's really an embarrassment of riches on this card, to be honest. Just like you mentioned, so many former champions. I think they said it's like 11% of the champions in UFC history are on this card. It's just an overwhelmingly good card.
And I saw the press conference yesterday. So one of the things that Dana White has always done to provide incentive for action in fights is they have bonuses. And the typical bonus is $50,000 if you're fight of the night, knockout of the night, whatever the heck it is. And it's going to be $300,000. That's legit for a bonus for best fight, right?
I mean, as De La Soul once said, stakes is high. $300,000 bonuses. and the fighters were like, you could see them just licking their lips. I'm told from our friends over at Bet Online that the amount of money that was coming in on fights not going to a decision started to really pile up after that announcement was made. I think people are pretty sharp for doing that.
So, Aaron, I don't watch, I don't follow it, but I like to bet because I'm a degenerate.
He likes to profit off of it.
And a buddy of mine, my buddy Brandon, always sends me texts and emails, hey, make sure you look at these fights this weekend. He loves Alex Pereira in a knockout over, is it Jamal Hill?
Yes.
Yeah,
Jamal Hill. What do you think about that?
Well, I think if you can find a prop on fight ends by knockout, I don't know what it probably would be in the minus 200 to minus 250 range. Like, I think that's a really safe play. Because that way, either way, whether it's Jamal or Alex Pereira that scores the knockout, this is going to be a stand-up affair. I would be surprised if this fight ends by any other way than a knockout. And I find that the price on it wasn't too bad for an outcome that I think is very, very likely.
Plus 135.
Yeah, like that's for Alex to win by KO.
But correct.
I'm talking about if you can find like a prop where just fight ends in KO.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like in the minus 200, minus 300 range. Like, I think that's a really safe, even though you're putting, there's a lot of juice there. I still think that's almost certainly going to be the outcome of this fight. Over the course of five rounds, two great strikers. I think that fight is honestly a coin toss fight. But again, if you're trying to get some value out of it, for Alex Pereira, the knockout is almost certainly going to be his path to victory. So I like the way that your friend thinks.
I'm curious, is Pereira becoming a crowd favorite? I'm not talking about betting, just in terms of fans, because the one thing I've noticed is kind of being more of a casual UFC fan. I was surprised, like when I went to 299, O'Malley wasn't loved by the fans. I thought that more of the fans were rooting for Cheeto there than O'Malley. Is Pereira on the verge of becoming like a star? Like, obviously, Conor McGregor was, and there have been other guys. I think Adesanya was, maybe still is. Is Pereira getting there?
I think in the bubble, he's a big star. But I think that, one of the things about this card, when you look at UFC 100, UFC 200, there was a lot of kind of more wide-reaching appeal for those cards. When you look at guys like Brock Lesnar's on the card, John Jones was supposed to be on UFC 200. George St. Pierre was on UFC 100. More of the household names. My colleague RJ Clifford had a good analogy for this one. He said it's kind of like a love letter to fight fans, this particular card. Like, there aren't any names that really grab anybody that's sort of outside the fight bubble. But in terms of just the sheer talent on this card, top to bottom, if you were to aggregate it and come up with like an average of just how skilled the fighters on this card are, looking at rankings and all that, like, this has to be the most talent rich card they've put together. But to answer your question about Alex, like, I was in Toronto covering I live in Toronto, but the card in Toronto in January, when Alex Pereira was there just kind of as a guest fighter and walked into the room, like, he was getting like standing ovations. And this is a guy that doesn't speak any English, at least publicly. And the fans just love him because he's got an entertaining fight style. And when you look back at his career, when all is said and done, I think he's going to have one of the most prolific combat sports careers of anybody. Two division champion in kickboxing, moves over to the UFC, and within like 2.5 years becomes a two division champion in the UFC, like a different combat sport. Really a remarkable story.
He's got a scary look about him too. Gaethje, I think, is a big name. He knocked out Poirier with a kick when they fought recently. Takes on Holloway, who's been a champion. What do you make of that fight?
Well, the beauty of this fight is that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense from a ranking standpoint or a divisional standpoint. Like, Holloway is probably the top contender at featherweight. Gaethje is one of the top contenders at lightweight. Putting them against each other, that there aren't any real stakes from a divisional standpoint, but they've put this BMF championship on the line, and really, I love this fight because this is like a dream fight. You got two of the most consistently exciting fighters really in the history of the promotion when it comes to putting on great fights, and you're putting them together in the cage. If you're a fight fan, this is just an absolute dream matchup.
Last thing, and this isn't UFC 300 related, but we all happened to see Roadhouse with Conor McGregor.
We did.
Not saying it's a good movie, but we saw it.
I was entertained.
If you had to bet right now, do we see him in the octagon this year?
I'd say yes. They could announce that almost imminently. There's been a lot of rumors about him fighting at the end of June, which, I mean, we're talking 2.5 months. So that would be International Fight Week. So I'd be pretty surprised if we did not see Conor McGregor fight in, you know, barring some sort of injury in 2024.
I mean, but isn't it over for him? Doesn't he lose all the time now or no? Am I crazy?
He fights like once every 2 years.
Yeah, and then when he fights, so there are big lost, letdowns. Yeah. It's over,
He didn't lose many of the fights in Roadhouse.
The last one.
I mean, he went like 9-0.
Depends on what your definition.
Besides the last one.
I don't know what your definition of over is. I mean, is his earning potential over? Absolutely not. I mean, and that's kind of what it comes down to in the fight game.
That's all that matters. Okay.
Aaron, man, really appreciate you joining us. It's Aaron Bronstetter, MMA reporter for Sportsnet. Thanks, pal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Junks. Keep on keeping on. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, of course. We'll have you on again. Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Because we're famous. Of course you're going to come on.
Internationally famous.
We're famous guys. You're going to come on the show.
Internationally known.
Nobody respects us. Nobody.
It's funny, though. You gave Drab a look like, respect me for the Rob Ford thing when he booked it.
Yeah, but we nailed it.
All right. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.